Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast for December 5th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Our first story today is from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Over 92,000 postmenopausal women were looked at to see what effect their religious practices had on mortality. As part of the larger Women's Health Initiative study, they found that women that attended a religious service at least once a week had a 20% less chance of dying from all causes. What is most interesting is that the protection that religion offered against mortality was not able to be explained by expected factors like enhanced social support of family and friends, lifestyle choices, or reduced alcohol or smoking. And this next story may just explain the reason for the increased mortality. According to a study out of the American Heart Association's scientific sessions, laughing and listening to music that makes people feel joyful can help improve blood vessel function. When people listened to music that made them feel joyful, their blood vessel diameter increased by 26%. By comparison, those that listened to music that made them feel anxious only dilated their blood vessels by 6%. Laughter, on the other hand, would cause blood vessels to dilate by 19%. Dilation increases the blood supply and oxygen to all parts of your body. It turns out that positive emotions are just what the doctor ordered. When I come back, we'll take a look at how sunshine can keep your heart healthy and what scientists are asking the government to do.
Give the gift of health. December is the month where everyone's thoughts turn to the holiday season, a season of giving. This year, why not give someone you love the gift of health, a gift that will pay dividends for the rest of their lives? During December, we are conducting a clothing drive to help those less fortunate. Call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515 and ask about how chiropractic can help you while together you can help others. Now back to the news.
According to the journal Circulation, vitamin D deficiency is linked to a 30 to 50% higher risk of cardiovascular disease. The problem, according to the study, is most pronounced with people living in higher latitude countries where the winter months and days are shorter and people spend more time indoors. This, combined with the recommendation to use sunblock and avoid the sun, has led to a chronic vitamin deficiency. And talking about vitamin D, a group of scientists are calling for the government to increase the recommended daily intake, or RDI, to 2,000 international units of vitamin D per day. According to the scientists, vitamin deficiency is linked to a myriad of diseases, including psoriasis, multiple sclerosis, inflammatory bowel disease, high blood pressure, heart failure, and cancer. According to the scientists, just by increasing the level of vitamin D people take, there could be a reduction of many of these diseases by 20 to 50%. In October, the American Academy of Pediatrics announced its decision to double the daily intake of vitamin D it recommends for children to 40 IUs per day. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Babies are, pound for pound, stronger than an ox. While a baby certainly couldn't pull a covered wagon at its present size, if the child were the size of an oxen, it just might very well be able to. Babies have especially strong and powerful legs for such tiny creatures, so watch out for those kicks. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's Health News was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.